104 KRV, Houston's number one music station, the Smasher Show, coming up just after 5. Patrick Wainis. How to meet a girl and to get her into bed in 10 minutes. It's a new book he wrote. We'll see if this guy knows what he's talking about.
You're trying to tell me this guy thinks he can get a girl to go to bed in 10 minutes.
That's going to be my first question. Does he mean this literally?
Are these girls drunk or are they ugly?
I don't know. I find it hard to believe myself.
Unless they're really drunk or really slutty.
That's exactly how I got together with my ex. Drunk slut.
Can you get a girl in 10 minutes?
I can't get a girl in 10 months. Who is this?
Rebecca.
All right, Becca. Thanks for being a nice, respectable girl. Not a complete hoe bag.
I'm not a hoe bag. I have some hoe friends, though.
Wait, hold on. Let me get some phone numbers. 104 KRB, Houston's number one music station. It's Stain, the Adam Smasher Show. What's going on? All right, the guy is in the studio now. We have Patrick Wainis. I'm sorry, dude, I said your name earlier, like Wainis, like it rhymes with anus.
Yeah, it does sometimes, but yeah, you got it right this time.
All right, now, right away, I can tell that the chicks probably already dig the accent. You're from Australia?
Yeah, you got it.
Down Under?
Yep.
How to meet a girl and get her into bed in exactly 10 minutes flat. Now, I want to ask you, my first question is, do you mean this literally?
It can work literally. 10 minutes from the time that you... Okay, you get
but,
her...
But it can work literally if the girl's, like, easy or slutty or whatever.
No, that's not true.
You don't
Because that's only, like, 5 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
10 minutes is for the harder ones, you know, the ones that are a bit of a challenge.
You're saying, like, a nice, respectable girl, good-looking girl, you're walking... Oh, let me give you a scenario. You're walking through a grocery store, right? And then I'm talking about nightclubs because, you know, it's easy to pick up girls
that's
in
true.
Nightclubs, all right?
Right?
You're in a grocery store. You see a woman wandering through the produce aisle, fondling some tomatoes. All right, go.
Okay, the first thing to do is you're going to go up to her. You got to get her attention. If you're going to do it in like 5 minutes. So you're going to say to her, I know that you're in a supermarket. I know you don't know me, and I know I... Let me start this again. Sorry.
Well, you're bad at this.
Oh, man. Well, the thing was, I got stuck in traffic, so I was like panicking.
10 minutes?
To get
Come
here.
On, dude.
I
you're
going
to need
time.
An hour and a half.
All right, the first thing you want to do is get the girl's attention, okay? It's easy in a supermarket because you don't have anyone else, you know, there's no alcohol around. Okay, so the first thing you'd say is, I know you don't know me and I don't know you. And I know you're here shopping in a supermarket and I've got to be gone in 5 minutes from meeting. So if you'd like to get together, here's my number. So you could do it that way.
Stephanie, do you think that's going to work on you?
Is he good looking?
See what I mean? Oh, you women are so shallow. He's a good-looking Australian guy.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a girl always knows within the first 5 to 10 minutes she knows she's going to sleep with a guy or not.
Do you agree with that, Patrick?
No, that's not true.
Disagreement!
A lot of girls say that, but it's not true. Look, the first thing is it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I just proved that by screwing up what I first said.
Right.
And it wasn't the words, it was the way I came across. You know, I was nervous, lacking confidence. You've just screwed yourself up. The first thing is you've got to be confident. Then what you do is you've got to have some sort of sense of humor so the girl lowers her defenses.
But hold on, Stephanie, you're saying if he's not good looking, then you're not even going to give him the time of day.
No, but see, he's right when he's saying he's got to have confidence. And like him, he also sounded sincere. And when a guy sounds sincere and he's confident...
I brought the guy in here thinking he was going to be full of crap, but if you're agreeing with him, okay.
Well, it might still be full of crap, but she can also agree with me. No, look, the main thing is you got to understand that there's three kinds of women out there. There's a woman that will actually have sex to please a man, and sometimes she'll do it on the first night because she thinks, you know, she might have low self-esteem, and so she thinks that's any way she's going to snag the guy.
Right.
The second woman is the woman that makes an emotional connection with a guy via sex,
right.
And the third woman is pretty much today's modern woman who... is more into the physical, you know, the liberated woman who thinks, you know, I'm equal to guys.
Dude, I'm just not buying this because I'm going to be honest with you, especially the girls I've been dating as of lately. I'm a single guy. Getting them into bed within 10 minutes is impossible.
It's 10 minutes from the time that you've made a connection with them. You've met them, you've talked to them for a couple of minutes. Now what you do...
But I'm not saying... I just don't believe that there are a lot of women out there. Like I said, you've got your bar skanks, which I'm going to be honest with you. Bar skanks, okay.
Right.
Your slut puppies.
Count those, right?
I'm not counting those.
Okay.
I'm the little 19, 20-year-old girls. I'm talking about...
Do you think all women are not into sex?
No, I don't think that. I think, though, that it's going to take you, at least a few dates to get something physical.
It may not take a few dates. Look, the girl may not sleep with you on the first date. It may not be in the first 10 minutes. This book is about the strategies. What do you need to do to connect with a woman? The very first thing you need to do is understand what is a woman looking for? What does she truly want? what is it the guys do that turn off women, either physically or behaviorally, and then knowing how to make a deep connection with a woman. Once you've done that, man, it's easy to win a woman over. Otherwise, no ugly guys would ever get girls.
Christy, what does it take to win you over?
It would take someone that is probably say the right thing.
It's
knowing how to say it.
Yeah, exactly. He's right on that point, knowing what to say, but you also got to believe, is he really saying that just to get in your pants?
Right, but if look.
Patrick, are you sincere? Or are you just trying to get in their pants? Come on, dude.
The idea is that the books.
He doesn't have a problem with that accent, so. Girls love an accent, so I don't think he would have a problem getting someone to begin with.
Well, I'll get your number before I go.
No! You man whore! All right, hold on. We'll be back with Patrick Juanis next. Slut puppy. 104 KRPE. 104 KRBE, Houston's number one hit music station. It's Trapped and Headstrong. Adam Smasher in the afternoon. We got Patrick Juanis in the studio, who wrote a book, and it's called How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat. All right, now, hold on. I need people to argue with you, dude. I need women, angry women, to argue with you.
I'm ready. Hack the flack.
Because, you know, one of the things I enjoy doing the most here on my show is arguing with parents. They say I'm a bad influence on kids. I welcome
them. And
they haven't
even met you.
I know. I love arguing with people. 713-390-KRBE. Ladies, if you want to toss it in, let's bring her. Hello?
Hello. I have a couple comments about your segment here.
All right. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name's Jennifer.
Jennifer doesn't sound too happy, Patrick.
Perfect. I love it.
I wanted people to call in and argue with you.
Go ahead.
I'm about to argue with him.
All right, go ahead.
All right, first of all, if you think that there's only three types of women out there, I'm really surprised that women even give you the time of day.
Ooh!
Well, what's the fourth kind of woman?
There's several different types. There's not just four types. I mean, there's a million different types.
Yeah, but did you hear what I said about the types? I said there's the woman that will... The first woman is the woman will have sex to win over a guy.
Right.
The second is the woman that uses sex for an emotional connection, which is the majority of women. The third is the woman who's ready to just have sex because it's fun. Which one do you fit into?
I will give you that there are those types of women, but there are plenty other types as well.
Right. Well, which one do you fit into?
I am my own person.
Okay, sweetheart,
let's move on. The second thing that I have to say is you're sleeping with women after 10 minutes. There's 24 hours in a day. Seriously, before you touch this guy, you might want to wash your hands.
Oh, yikes!
Hey, I didn't say that it's nonstop. I take breaks.
Well, you know, I hope you take vitamins, too.
Hold on, let me ask this question, Patrick. How many women have you slept with?
I can't answer that question.
Oh, come on!
Come on, no, I can't.
You slut!
Do you ask Julio Iglesias how many women he slept with?
Who?
Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias? Well, yeah. I don't know, but...
It's a lot of women, man. It's in the thousands. Can I calm you down for a second? The actual good news is this book is really about changing guys. It's not anything else. It's about getting guys to change and to learn how to treat women. If you read the book, I actually talk about respect. I talk about connecting with women.
Yeah, I will give them this, Jennifer. I thumb through the book here, and it's not just all trash how to bang a chick. You know what I mean?
Okay, well.
It's actually not about that at all. It's really about understanding women. And there's a section there where I talk about what a woman truly wants. And I talk about how the fact is that a woman wants her man to give her attention, to listen to her, to cherish her, to make her feel special, and not all the time to preach to her when she's got a problem, but to be empathetic and understanding.
Men tend to be problem solvers, and women don't always want a problem solver.
That's exactly what I said in the book. And then the other thing is, I also say that women do not want to be touched 24 hours a day.
No, they do not.
And finally...
I got a headache. Leave me alone.
The biggest thing is...
What's going on back there? Hey!
Whose hand was that? The biggest thing is, let the woman initiate the sex, not the guy.
I don't totally agree with that.
Well, there you are. Maybe you and I could become friends after all.
All right, thanks for calling, Jen.
Sure.
All right, here's the phone number, 713-390-KRBE. And, you know, I think you fail to realize that I think Enrique Iglesias gets laid way more than Julio.
Dad, really?
Okay, I think so. 104 KRBE, Houston's number one hit music station. It's Adam Smasher Show. I'm Patrick Juanis is in the studio. How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in 10 Minutes Flat. All right, we're going to talk about the title. Let's put Lori on. You are Lori, right?
I guess I am. I'm Lori.
Hi, Lori. Lori is 37, Patrick. Lori, you're an older woman. Now, I actually
more
had
experience.
I'm a 27-year-old guy. I actually got asked out by a 36-year-old the other day.
Right.
Haven't gone out with her yet, but one of the things,
Why not?
Well, I just haven't yet.
Okay.
Haven't had time.
We know what we want.
to do.
I've been working.
I've been there and back, and though I am 37, I've done my club days and been the new wave or punk worker.
So share your light on us. Do you disagree? Do you agree with some of the things Patrick's saying?
Well, some of the things, yes, but the way he presents it after saying he can get a girl in bed for after 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
It's the title. Like, it's the title, but you know,
I don't understand.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Okay, that's good, I guess, but I don't understand why you would name this book How to Meet a Girl and
Get Her
to Bed.
Because it gets the attention of everyone, and the strange thing is, when women read this, they want to buy it for their guy or even their husband, because it's about changing the guy.
But they don't know that, though. They're going to look at this book and think you're a scumbag.
Well, and I was going to say, after that title, I kind of agree with her. I'd be afraid to touch you. How many women have you dipped in? Well, and I'm going to tell you something else that I think is way off base. Never, not once, in any of my time with men, have I ever wanted a guy to wait for me to make the first move. To me, that's a wussy boy. I don't want the guy to know what he wants and to make the first move.
You're right about that. What I'm saying is that if I know how to be with you, how to treat you, I get you excited enough, you're going to make a move. Now, I may still kiss you first, but you're going to make the first move towards sex. I've never initiated sex.
Now you're coming across pretty sexy. Okay, I don't hate you so much.
Ah!
Oh,
dude,
I didn't even.
What is it about you?
Why did you go write this book?
They call up angry and they're leaving wanting to get in your pants. Maybe this book does work.
Maybe it does, but the title, oh my God, dude, you're leaving half your readers right there.
Lori, thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
All right, never judge a book by its cover. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Get beyond the title.
Dude, I'm really impressed. I thought these ladies were going to eat you for lunch today. I must confess, but you're a smooth talker, and by the end of the conversation, they're eating out of the palm of your hand.
Well, seriously, if you read this book, the first thing is you got to be confident. You got to know what you're talking about. Women, if you want to connect with women, you got to appeal to their mind and imagination.
Right, with guys,
it's a totally different thing, but women appeal to their mind and imagination. Women are into intelligent people.
What do you think, Wanda?
Okay, first of all, you're in Texas, dude. You're not in Australia anymore.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. Am I lost?
Yeah!
Hang on, bucko. Women do like for the man to initiate it. First of all, you say that looks aren't important, whichever one of you are talking. Oh, yes, they are. You don't want a brown bag special in the bed.
Ooh. So have you ever slept with an ugly guy?
Do what?
Have you ever slept with an ugly guy?
No. And you guys don't want to sleep with an ugly woman either, so let's face the facts.
Well, so therefore, every ugly person must be a virgin.
No, we're not saying that.
Ooh,
no, we're not saying
point.
That. So let's get this shoe turned back around.
All right.
You guys don't want it to, you want a trophy for your arm.
What do you want?
Let's face the fact. I don't want a macho man, but I would like to have somebody that would like to treat me like a lady, not like somebody that want to get in this.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I'm going to be honest with you. I pin you for the angry lesbian.
No, I don't think so.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a sec. If you're saying you want to be treated like a lady, why would the guy make the first move? That's not very gentleman-like, is it?
Sure it is. If it's how it depends on how he approaches you.
Okay, so we're back to the point of
anyway,
how do you do it?
Hold on. Let me get here, and I'll let you go.
All right. Ooh.
With that accent, you could put a bag on your head, and I wouldn't care what you look like.
So you just contradicted yourself.
No, baby. I'm just kidding. Seriously.
All right.
Women do like for a guy to initiate it. Not every time, but most of the time.
Okay.
I mean, this is from an older woman.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
Ooh, 48. Okay.
I've not been yet with a 48-year-old, but I'm open.
You want my number?
Look, once again! She wanted to kick his ass at the beginning. Now she wants his phone number.
You gotta know what Texas women are all about.
I'm open to learning. I'm a great student.
More Adam Smasher next. 104 KIPE.
104 KIBE, Houston's number one hit music station. It's Adam Smasher. All right, Patrick Wannis, who is writing the book. We're trying to get Patrick to change the name of the book from how to meet a girl and get her into bed in exactly 10 minutes flat to something more appealing to women.
Like what a woman wants.
What a woman wants and how to give it to her.
Yeah.
That's a good title for the book. I think that would be, because I think
all
the
right.
title, I think, dude, I think the title scares the girls
yeah,
away.
Yeah, you're right, it does.
All right, let's talk. Hello?
Hello?
All right, Katie is 19, and what are you calling about? I'm seeing here it says any girl, even a lesbian. I don't know what that means.
Dude, he says he can get any girl in bed in less than 10 minutes.
I know. Wait.
Can you convert lesbians? Good question.
Actually, I can through therapy, but that's a whole different deal. We won't go there. I did not say how to meet any girl and get her in bed. I said how to meet a girl. Look, even in the book, I state that very clearly. First, there are women who are not into men, such as lesbians.
Right.
Second, there are women who are just very, very unhappy and don't want anything to do with any guy. It doesn't matter who he is.
Right.
And it also depends on what day you're there.
Okay, well, see, I need to write my own book, see,
because
I can get a guy and a girl in bed in less than five.
Oh, yeah, you go, girl.
Yeah, you can, and can I put my name to it as well?
All right, dude, we have somebody who agrees with you. Dana?
Yes.
Dana's 24. What do you agree with?
I think that he's totally right. A woman definitely wants the guy to make maybe the first, like, move as far as, like, kissing and getting her warmed up. But we want to feel like we have part control, too, at the same time. And say, okay, you've reached that point. Now I'm going to open the door to you.
Yeah, and half the problem or the challenge is that guys think they can kiss and they have no idea how to kiss.
All right, good subject. What's a good kiss?
Soft and gentle at first. I mean, it really depends, I guess, on how long you've known the person and also, like, what mood you're in. Like, you know, I've been married now for 4 years, and I know sometimes it's just like, you know, come on, let's go, and sometimes it's like, whoa, slow down. But my husband knows, he's actually probably the guy that's in your book. He knows how to be in tune with me and my feelings, and he doesn't, like, rush it. Like, there's so many guys out there that just want to say, okay, we're kissing, so we're going to go to bed. No, you're not.
Yeah, they don't understand that sex is that kissing is foreplay. It's the lead-up to sex.
Exactly, whereas, yeah. But so many men think that, oh, okay, well, it's going to happen, and that is where most men are wrong.
And tell me if I'm right or wrong, okay? I never assume just because I'm making out with a girl on my couch that we're going to have sex.
You're exactly
right. Never assume that, okay?
You're right.
Once it gets to a point where we're sitting there and we're fooling around for a while, I will ask. I'll be blunt and I'll ask, what do you want to do?
But that's the whole point. Sometimes you don't even need to do that, Adam. What happens if you get the woman excited enough and she's feeling so sensual and passionate based on the way you're kissing her and holding her and hugging her, she's going to make the move on you. She's going to reach down somewhere and take it to the next level.
Adam, can I ask you something?
In my deep, dark places, yes.
You have honestly asked a girl, what do you want to do next? Because I can tell you, if you did, that probably blew it right there.
No, she looked at me, she goes, what do you think I want you to do? I said, okay, just checking.
Really?
Adam's a really cool, humble guy. I mean, he's a guy who's a celebrity.
Listen, I've done this. You want to know why I've done this?
Why?
It's because sometimes I've assumed and I've gone further and they'll be like,
no.
Ooh, no.
You've got to read the girl. You've got to be connected to her.
You had to figure that lesson out before you got to that point. See, that's where a lot of men, they don't have the maturity level to understand.
Well, I think it's quite clear I don't have the maturity level if you've ever listened to me on the air.
And he's honest.
I have. And actually, sometimes I've turned you off because I'm like, whoa.
All right. Well, Dana, thanks for calling, okay?
No problem. Bye. Jingle Jam
2003. 104 KRBE, Houston's number one hit music station. It's Adam Smasher. All right, Patrick Wannis, who is writing the book. We're trying to get Patrick to change the name of the book from how to meet a girl and get her into bed in exactly 10 minutes flat to something more appealing to women.
Like what a woman wants.
What a woman wants and how to give it to her.
Yeah.
That's a good title for the book. I think that would be, I think the title scares the girls
away. Yeah, you're right, it does.
All right, let's talk. Hello?
Hello?
All right, Katie is 19, and what are you calling about? I'm seeing here it says any girl, even a lesbian. I don't know what that means.
Dude, he says he can get any girl in bed in less than 10 minutes.
I know. Wait.
Can you convert lesbians? Good question.
Actually, I can through therapy, but that's a whole different deal. We won't go there. I did not say how to meet any girl and get her into bed. I said how to meet a girl. Look, even in the book, I state that very clearly. First, there are women who are not into men, such as lesbians.
Right.
Second, there are women who are just very, very unhappy and don't want anything to do with any guy. It doesn't matter who he is.
Right.
And it also depends on what day you're there.
Okay, well, see, I need to write my own book, see,
because
I can get a guy and a girl in bed in less than five.
Oh, yeah, you go, girl.
Yeah, you can, and can I put my name to it as well?
All right, dude, we have somebody who agrees with you. Dana?
Yes.
Dana's 24. What do you agree with?
I think that he's totally right. A woman definitely wants the guy to make maybe the first, like, move as far as, like, kissing and getting her warmed up. But we want to feel like we have part control, too, at the same time. And say, okay, you've reached that point. Now I'm going to open the door to you.
Yeah, and half the problem or the challenge is that guys think they can kiss and they have no idea how to kiss.
All right, good subject. What's a good kiss?
Soft and gentle at first. I mean, it really depends, I guess, on how long you've known the person and also, like, what mood you're in. Like, you know, I've been married now for 4 years, and I know sometimes it's just like, you know, come on, let's go. And sometimes it's like, whoa, slow down. But my husband knows, he's actually probably the guy that's in your book. He knows how to be in tune with me and my feelings, and he doesn't, like, rush it. Like, there's so many guys out there that just want to say, okay, we're kissing, so we're going to go to bed. No, you're not.
Yeah, they don't understand that sex is that kissing is foreplay. It's the lead-up to sex.
Exactly, but so many men think that, oh, okay, what's going to happen? And that is where most men are wrong.
This is what, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, okay? I never assume just because I'm making out with a girl on my couch that we're going to have sex.
You're exactly
right. Never assume that, okay?
Don't do that. You're right.
Once it gets to a point where we're sitting there and we're fooling around for a while, I will ask. I'll be blunt and I'll ask, what do you want to do?
But that's the whole point. Sometimes you don't even need to do that, Adam. What happens if you get the woman excited enough and she's feeling so sensual and passionate based on the way you're kissing her and holding her and hugging her, she's going to make the move on you. She's going to reach down somewhere and take it to the next level.
Adam, can I ask you something?
In my deep, dark places, yes.
You have honestly asked a girl, what do you want to do next? Because I can tell you, if you did, that probably blew it right there.
No, she looked at me, she goes, what do you think I want you to do? I said, okay, just checking.
Really?
Adam's a really cool, humble guy. I mean, he's a guy who's a celebrity.
I've done this. You want to know why I've done this?
Why?
It's because sometimes I've assumed and I've gone further and they'll be like, ooh, no.
You've got to read the girl. You've got to be connected to her.
You had to figure that lesson out before you got to that point. See, that's where a lot of men, they don't have the maturity level to understand.
Well, I think it's quite clear I don't have the maturity level if you've ever listened to me on the air.
And he's honest.
I have. And actually, sometimes I've turned you off because I'm like, whoa.
All right. Well, Dana, thanks for calling, okay?
No problem. Bye. Jingle Jam 2003.